Hugo also opposed the neoclassical insistence on the separation of genres. For neoclassicists, a play could only be dramatic and high art, or comic, lighthearted. And in either case, there was still a sense of decorum. Characters might make jokes and get into silly situations, but they're still regular people, like not in disguise or anything. There's still a certain amount of restraint in a neoclassical comedy. Again, earlier works by Shakespeare provided very different models that Hugo found more appealing. Many of Shakespeare's plays, even the tragedies, contain scenes with ridiculous, outlandish characters like clowns, so that many of the plays have both qualities, a serious, dramatic side, and comedic scenes with the clowns that break the drama. And Hugo, like other romantics, was also opposed to the artistic rules that the neoclassicists had inherited from the Enlightenment. The romantics wanted a more passionate kind of theater, and it was more rooted in the individual and the individual sensibility. Romanticism was political as well, claiming that individuals, people, could govern themselves without the need for kings and queens. There was an ideological struggle between a lot of young people, artists, people who wanted change, and people who didn't. So, of course, Romanticism was controversial.